Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter now. If you'd like to follow along, get your Bible out and turn to 43. Isaiah 43. We're going to get right into the study. Let's begin with verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched or burned. Nor will the flame burn you. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You know who he is? Jesus Christ. You can bank on these promises. You can take them to the bank. They are yours if you've received Christ as your Lord and your Savior. They are yours. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. Cush, the curse of Cush and his descendants is not your curse. The curse of Cush is upon those that are Cush's descendants, those that have not received Christ as Lord and Savior. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored, I love you. I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Oh my goodness. Did you just hear that? I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Now, if you don't think that God has favorites, you better think again. You better think again, because this is a perfect example of God's favorites. Think about it. Think about it a little bit. I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. The redeemed of the Lord. Say so, will you? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Do not fear, for I am with you. I bring your offspring from the east, and I gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. It's time for the rapture. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be waiting for the rapture? Are you there looking for him a second time, as we've studied in the Bible, in the Word of God, that he appears to those who are looking for him a second time? He'll say to the Lord, give them up. To the south, do not hold them back. The regathering of his people to Israel. The regathering prophesied by prophets thousands of years ago. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. The regathering, the regrouping, the reestablishing of Israel as a nation started in 1948. If you think that's Palestinian land, look again. You're wrong. This is Jewish land, and it always will be Jewish land. There should not be anyone of Palestinian descent even living in Gaza. You get what I'm saying? It's time to clear the area and take it back. My daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by my name. Yes, everyone who is called by my name. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling you by name. Here, let's receive him now. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Let us be born again. Let us be a part of this people who is called by your name, the favorites, those who God has Called out, the called out ones. Let us be that part. Oh God, let us be your favor. Let us have your favor. Let us be in your favor. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory. Were you created for God's glory? Or was you created for Satan's glory? Choice is yours. The choice is yours. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Who are you going to serve? God or the devil? You know, there's only two choices here, folks. You know, you think maybe it's, I'm serving myself. No, you're not. You're serving the devil. There's only two choices. Whom I've created for my glory. Are you the one? Are you one of those that have been created for God's glory? I believe you are. You've received him today, haven't you? In Jesus' name, I receive you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making me a part of your favored ones. Thank you, Lord. Whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have no eyes. Even though they have eyes. Bring out the people that are blind, even though they have eyes. They can't see. The forest for the trees. They're looking everywhere but up. And the deaf, even though they have ears, they still can't hear. Seeing they can't see. Hearing they can't hear. Why? They are not looking for Jesus. You got to look for Christ, folks. He's going to appear to those that are looking for him a second time. Are you looking for him? I say that because I mean it, and that's what the Bible says. All the nations have gathered together so that the peoples may be assembled. Who among them can declare this and proclaim to us the former things? Let them present their witness. Let them present their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord. Did you know you're a witness for God? One way or another, you're a witness. You're either a good witness or a bad witness for God. Choose what kind of witness you want to be. Good one? You want to be a witness for God or a witness for the devil? You're one of the two. There's not another decision to make. It's either God or the devil. And my servant, whom I have chosen. You know, you think, oh, well, they're good people, but they're just not Christian. No. They've made their choice to serve Satan. Oh, that's rough language, Brother Hansen. Oh, yeah, it is rough. But did you know there's a lot of good people going to hell? A lot of fine people. Fine people. Probably have good morals. Maybe better morals than a lot of Christians. I don't know. You've got to watch what you believe, because what you believe can take you to hell or can take you to heaven. You are my witnesses, declared the Lord. You either witness for yourself, or you witness for the devil, or you witness for God. And my servant, whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Who? I am. I am. He's the great I am. The Lord Jesus is the great I am. Do you believe it? He is. He's the great I am. Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, the great I am. He is the Lord. He's the Yahweh of the Old Testament. And he's the Yahweh Shua of the New Testament. Same God, Jesus Christ. Same yesterday, today, and forever. And there will be none after me. You know what? I've chosen you so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. I'm God. Before me, there was no God formed. Do you believe that? Now, there's a religion that says, that teaches that you're going to become a God and you're going to exalt yourself as God. It's called Mormonism. I came out of it. I was born into it. But I've realized that you cannot become a God. Now, the excuse they use is you were all spirit, predestinated spirit, before you were born. Therefore, you're not formed yet. You gotta be kidding me. But you're gonna be formed into a God. No, you're not. There's only one God, and that's a book of Isaiah. Speaks of that God, and He is Yahweh, Yahushua, HaMashiach. Well, what about Christ? Isn't He a God? No, He's an expression of God. I and the Father are one. Not two gods, one God. One God. He expressed Himself into flesh. How else could He die? Tell me that. How else could God die? Unless He took on a body. Now, you may not understand the triune God, but I don't know of anybody that does. And if they claim to, I question them that they don't know half as much as they think they do. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. Did you get that? Before me there'll be none, no God formed. Well, that's just the God of this world, Brother Hansen. There's gods over the worlds. They have seven celestial virgins to serve with. Yeah, that's another thing. It sounds awful familiar to me. Doesn't it? Sounds like Islam. Although they have 72 virgins waiting for them. Did you get that? A man's religion is always going to be a false religion. If they claim they have seven celestial virgins, or 72 celestial virgins waiting, look out! It is hogwash from man. There will be none after me, no gods formed. I am He. And understand this, He's saying. I believe God had to make it very, very clear that He was the only God. There will be none after me. I am. Did you get that? I am. When He says I am, He's the I am. And there's none before or after or in 100 years or 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years or 1,000,000,000,000 years, trillion years. And there is no Savior besides me. Did you get that? No Savior besides Him. He's God. He's Jesus. Oh, Brother Hansen, but Jesus is not God. Yes, He is. Did you read the first chapter of John? Read it again. Go back and read it. There's no Savior besides me. It is I who has declared and saved and proclaimed, and there was no strange God among you. I'm not a strange God. I am the God. I am, I am, I am, I am. Did you get that? He is the great I am. So that you are my witnesses. Are you a witness for God or are you a witness for the devil? If you are claiming that you're going to become a God, or there are more than one God, you are a witness for Satan. Did you get that? A witness for the devil. You do not want to be a witness for the devil. This book of Isaiah is a true prophet of God. He's not giving you a line of a man's religion. He's giving you the truth about God, who is the I Am, the only one God that created it all. Now, you can either take it or leave it, take it to the bank, or you can believe in a created being called Satan who comes up with all of these false religions about celestial virgins and every other thing and worlds you're going to stand over and you're going to claim and you're going to rule over. Get real. people. Get real. There's only one God, one Christ. I am God, he says. There's none before me or after me. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. There's none else beside me. There's more, but I'm going to leave you there. Chapter 43, we'll take up this 12th verse tomorrow. 43 and verse 12. This is a good chapter. Stay tuned. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Most of these will be uploaded. Let us know you're listening. Shoot me an email, Kevin at krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.